It's time now for our North Shore High School football scoreboard. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell along with Marty Smith. We're brought to you by Monahan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Well, another weekend of football games in the books, Marty, and let's go backwards here and via the calendar and look at Saturday's action. And you had an outstanding game over in Beverly, the Danvers-Beverly game, coming down to a late game winning field goal by Danvers.
Yes, it was just a thoroughly entertaining game. I think the Danvers went out early. Matt McCarthy had two big breakaway touchdowns. Beverly came back and tied it and then was driving close to the end of the game, but the Danvers defense held. Danvers wound up winning it on a field goal with just seconds to play.
Mm. And Zach Dillon with that winning field goal. And so the Falcons win, and that sets up a huge game Friday night in the Tier 1 Northeastern Conference divisions, and it will be Danvers at Marblehead, and that would be for the title of the so-called Tier 1.
Yes, yep. And I think as we started the season off, we knew that everything was going to be really open to anybody, but I think in the back of our minds we were looking at that game saying that could be a big one. When we were talking about this 8 weeks ago.
The Friday broadcast game on MSO News Sports was a Salem-Lynn English game in which Salem lost by a point to Lynn English. And Lynn English had, last week, Emil Rossi was our MSO Player of the Week, a two-way lineman kind of guy, just an outstanding athlete. He's been doing it for a few years at English High School. And a well-deserved honor for him and really all of his teammates, too, because that was a great team win a couple of weeks ago in Swampscott. But now they just edged Salem by the 1 point, and that was a game that really could have gone either way. And we got a chance to see Vinny Gaskins for the first time, the outstanding Salem running back. However, I would have to say English defense did a nice job on him for the most part. But we also saw some great running and passing by Anudi Espinal, the Salem quarterback, a senior, 5'10", 160 pounds. He had a very strong game, and that game really could have gone either way. As you hear that all the time, but in this case, it really was the case. At times, neither team could really move the football as the defenses were really kind of digging in. So that takes a look now at these standings. English is in the Tier 3. Salem is also in the Tier 3. So that puts English really in the driver's seat of Tier 3. English, Swampscott just won this weekend as well. But those teams are already played, and there's only one more game. English plays Winthrop this coming Saturday. So if you look at the scores, and barring a major Winthrop upset, English will walk with the 3 title. In Tier 2, Marty, you've got Classical suffering a loss their first of the year to Somerville. Somerville's also in that Tier 2, so that's a league game for them. So they come back to the pack, and Gloucester played this weekend, and they played out of the division. So that means that Classical would be 3-1, and Gloucester still 2-1 in that division. So that's kind of interesting as well. But, Marty, we're looking at these divisional titles, and now let's go to the Cape Ann League, where Masconomet lost to North Reading. So North Reading, with a great team a year ago, after playing some tough teams, including this English team, I guess, earlier a few weeks ago, they're now in the driver's seat at 3-0 in the Kinney division, the large division there in the Cape Ann League. And Linfield came back at a wild game, it sounds like, against Ipswich Friday night. And Ipswich lost that game. That was their first league loss, was for Ipswich. But Linfield now goes to 3-0, and Hamilton Wenham picked up a win Saturday against Manchester Essex. And so Linfield will have a shot at that title, and actually Hamilton Wenham will as well when those two teams meet in Linfield on Friday night. So one more thing, Marty. Let me add that the Gloucester-Medford game this coming Friday night is a conference game. Those two are both in the same conference. What I know the Gloucester-Marblehead game was a non-conference game because Marblehead is in the Tier 1, Gloucester's in the Tier 2.
Yeah, that's the thing, and we've been talking about it even on our broadcast games. It's just the first year of this alignment, it's hard to keep track of who's where because there are so many of the traditional rivalries, and my brain finally wrapped around the fact that a lot of this alignment is to protect the Thanksgiving Day matchup. So you find Gloucester and Danvers are in different conferences. Beverly and Salem are in different conferences. Marblehead and Swampscott are in different conferences. So it sets up this situation where you have the natural rivals aren't playing until after the playoffs have been decided, and the playoffs are pretty much done, just to preserve that Thanksgiving Day game.
But the interesting flip side of that is that they can still be in the same division when it comes to postseason play. So you have your tier teams, and then you have your divisions come the following week when the playoffs open up. So I guess it's all a little bit confusing, but whatever. So in essence, what could happen is you could have Thanksgiving rivals meeting in the playoffs before Thanksgiving, depending on the size of the school and the division that they're in. That is a possibility.
Yes.
Well,
speaking of that Salem English game, that's a really attestation to how far Salem has come to stay that close to English. English 5-0 coming into the game. Salem has had a nice bounce back through this season coming up into that game and played, as you said, very competitively against a tough Lynn team.
Yeah, absolutely. I give Coach Matt Bouchard a lot of credit. He's a great guy and a very good coach, and he's worked hard over there, and it's beginning to pay off. So there's a nice group of kids over there at Salem, and they're at Classical this coming Friday night in what would be a non-league game, I guess, between those it would be a league game, excuse me, for those two schools. So all right, now wait a minute, I already told you it wasn't a league game here, so let me go. This is how confusing this is, Marty. I'm sorry here. It is not a league game. Right, okay.
Not a league game.
Yeah, Salem's in three.
Somerville and Gloucester.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Oh, the Masconomet football team is going to be playing at Fenway Park. Are they going to be playing on ice or on a turf field? What are they going to be doing, Marty? They're playing Everett on the night before Thanksgiving.
I don't know when they're going to put the ice down, but it's quite an honor for the kids to be able to play at Fenway Park. It's, I think, the second or third season where the high school has played there.
Yeah. No, it's a great thing, and even the hockey games there, the Frozen Fenway, that's a great thing as well. But, you always have that to look back on, that you played at Fenway Park. Oh, yeah, you played at Fenway Park. Yeah, I scored a touchdown. Well, I remember when the Patriots played at Fenway Park years and years ago. Yeah. Well, Marty, anything?
Ourselves.
Yeah, I know. Anything else that we should talk about? Obviously, you look at those divisions, and you got Linfield, Hamilton, Wenham in the Cape Ann League looking good. You've got Masconomet and North Reading. Those two teams went to overtime, so they seem to be cream of the crop in the Kinney division. Then in the Northeastern Conference, you got a number of other teams that are shaken down, I think, but you got Classical and Gloucester having pretty good seasons in the Tier 2. English and Swampscott actually both having very good seasons. And let's include Salem in Tier 3. And up top, obviously, in the Tier 1, Marblehead, Danvers, no real surprise there. But give Danvers a lot of credit. They had a bunch of injuries, came back, and they almost got put away by Beverly, because those were 21 unanswered points right by Beverly coming back to take that lead in that game after being down. Or not, 21 unanswered points, but they weren't down 21. They were down, 14, right? 14-0 and
14,
came back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what a great game that was.
It was, and the Falcons were missing three of their starting linemen, and it was just a result of how the physicality of the game the prior Friday night, and missing Coakley but out of the backfield. But the situation with Danvers is that's another one of those next-man-up teams. And they put in McCarthy, who's a sophomore. They put in a lot of the younger guys who were able to stay with Beverly. And Beverly's a pretty decent-sized team.
Yeah. And over in Marblehead, I know Rick was at that game last Friday night. And Andy Clough, at 6'7", continues to perform very well at quarterback, both passing and running the football. And I guess particularly running the football, as he's kind of the he's 6'7". He's just one of those players, like putting Gronk back at quarterback. You can imagine how that might look out on the field.
Well, it's interesting. We had Phil Stacey of the Salem News on with us yesterday and talking about that game on Friday night, or I say yesterday on the Saturday game. he was talking about the game Friday night, and he said, you really have to start thinking, is Cloud their long-term quarterback solution? After all, he's the fourth quarterback they've had start this year. It's not his natural position. When they start getting healthier quarterback, do you put him back into his natural position, or do you leave him there?
It's going to be late to change, but I'll tell you what, if there's anybody that can pull it off, Coach Jim Rudloff will figure out something that will make some sense and keep them winning. But, Marty, I think that's about it for us. We saw Fenwick get back in the win column over the weekend. We've got all the scores posted on this post, so if you want to check out a score from over the weekend with the North Shore teams. But I guess that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think it's now time this coming week, and then particularly after this last week of the regular season schedule, it's time for us to start trying to figure out what the power rankings mean and how that all impacts the playoffs and the non-playoff teams.
Well, Marty, you figure it out. I'm just going to wait to see who plays where, I think, you know.
I get a popsicle headache whenever I look at it.
Exactly. Marty Smith, and I'm Bill Newell, and a special thanks for all of you and Moynihan Lumber for joining us today here on our MSO News Sports Weekend High School Football Scoreboard Show. Have a good weekend, everybody. Long way around, but that's kind of taking a look at several of the key standings that we have in the area.